At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. President Trump is committed to take up the governor's request next month for nearly $19 billion in Hurricane Harvey aid. Texas Senator John Cornyn yesterday told reporters he made a direct appeal to Trump and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney for additional money for Texas. However, Trump, quote, strongly indicated his preference for a separate bill that will include specific Texas funds. An amount wasn't specified. The Senate will vote Monday on a $36.5 billion emergency spending bill that already passed in the House. Governor Abbott criticized that bill for not including his request for Harvey-specific aid. Cornyn has also called the Senate version, quote, inadequate. Now, even though the governor's fighting with Congress over Harvey aid, most Texas voters are happy with the way local, state, and federal officials have responded. About 67% of those responding in the latest University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll approved of the state's response. 57% approved of the federal government's response. But survey respondents gave the highest praise to everyday Texans, an 86% approval rating. Republicans were much more likely than Democrats to approve of state and federal government responses. More than two of every five Texas voters said they or someone close to them was directly affected by Hurricane Harvey. Now to our Friday conversation. The Dallas City Council will soon vote on recommendations of what to do with Confederate monuments. The cities of Denton and Fort Worth also are having similar debates. Last week, you heard from the head of a Dallas task force tackling this issue. KERA's Rick Holter visited the Texas Civil War Museum and White Settlement to talk to Executive Director Cindy Harriman, who's also a lifelong member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy.
We've just walked through the gallery with Confederate memorabilia on one wall, Union relics on the other. How do you balance it all?
It has a way of balancing itself. Obviously, there were 2 million more soldiers in the North than there were in the South, so those artifacts are much easier to find. Mm-hmm. For every general you have on this side, well, you want an equally prominent general on the other side.
You're a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. There's an entire gallery here devoted to that group's collection. Doesn't that throw the balance out of whack a little bit?
Since they're their own collection, and we are in Texas, we always try to show the Texas perspective, only because Texas artifacts are pretty rare.
What did you think when you saw people carting off the sculpture of Robert E. Lee in Dallas?
That is a beautiful sculpture. Since we don't have a lot of monuments at this museum, mm-hmm. I didn't know my monument history quite like I should, so I've really been going into primary records and sources trying to learn about it. I cannot find anywhere where the monuments that the United Daughters of the Confederacy put up were for a racist or white supremacy agenda. Most of them were, they had 20% of their male population wiped out during the war. They're buried in unknown graves all over the United States. And they put monuments up as a memorial to have a remembrance. On the Robert E. Lee statue, that was not United Daughters of the Confederacy that put that up. So mm-hmm. I don't have access to their primary sources or reasoning.
What do you say to people who say, though, that monuments or symbols of the Confederacy were celebrating a racist society and, you know, people are offended by these?
We have a couple of African-American volunteers here at the museum, and I've really relied on them heavily to tell me. And one of them who grew up here said that in the newspapers of the day, that that was not a component that her family knew of as far as the racist things. And she's been looking for that to try to help us balance this. I don't think at the time when the veterans were still taking their dying breath, those were put up for any other reason than as a memorial. But the Confederate flag, obviously, in the 20th century took on a different personality than what it was originally, which was a battle flag, and that was it. So we don't fly that flag out in front of the museum because it would give an unwelcoming viewpoint to visitors, and we don't want anyone to ever feel unwelcomed. But we think that it's appropriate to have it on display here in order to teach people.
Do you think monuments should be removed and that parks and schools should be renamed?
Schools, I think they can do what's best for their community that they're serving. For parks, it's a case-by-case basis. We propose that everything stay like it is just because that's what museums do. Mm-hmm. We like the history out there. We collect it. We want to see it preserved. But if you find something that doesn't sit well today, then each city has its own ability to garner its community and see where it's best going.
Have these controversies come up much at the museum?
During the flag controversy of a couple of years ago, it renewed the interest, and we did little pop-up programs on flags. And it was very well received because we try to take the emotion out of it. And again, when you leave here, you will have an emotion one way or the other, but we don't want to tell you what that emotion should be.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in this job?
The biggest lesson is the trust that people put into museums. Because you can't be a historian and be a propagandist. Mm-hmm. A museum is a place that there's not a lot of arguing that goes on. It really does bring out the best reflection in people.
Cindy Harriman, Executive Director of the Texas Civil War Museum in Fort Worth. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Visit KERANews.org for our continuing coverage of Confederate monuments and symbols in North Texas. That's also where you can listen to last week's conversation with Frances Cudjoe Waters. She chairs the Dallas Mayor's Task Force on Confederate Monuments. In the forecast, we've got mostly cloudy skies through tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain today. Expect a high near 79, 20% chance of rain tonight with a low near 70. And then tomorrow, 30% chance of rain again. The high gets up to around 84.